Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle, here in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. During the first hour, I interviewed a wonderful gentleman named Leon McLaughlin and Martha Chaudhrus about Leon's wonderful efforts to provide clean water to the people around the world. And during the second hour, I'll be interviewing a fascinating gentleman named Master Lin from Taiwan. He's famous in Asia for his profound spiritual insights, and I hope you will really enjoy his interview. We'll start that in just a few minutes. But before we go to Master Lin, I would like to thank everyone so much for their support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate all your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. With that, I wanted to tell you some quick things. We talked about this during the last hour, too, but there's a wonderful conference in the Dominican Republic called the Third World Conference for Peace and Light. It'll be held on August, let's see, the 18th, 19th, and 20th of August in the Dominican Republic, and they're going to have some fantastic speakers, including Nassim Harriman, Michiko Hayashi, Brazzo, who just, he basically looks at people and is able to heal them, and as well as myself will be there, and Emmy Shanti, among many other wonderful people. If you'd like to go, please visit their website at www.paxluxmundi.com. That's PAXLUXMUNDI.com. Also, I wanted to give you a couple of things that are coming up as well. On September 1st, there'll be a wonderful presentation by Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project on how vibration can actually really help you with the what's called the Katsuzama system. It's a vibrational machine that adjusts your vibration for almost any spiritual or physical condition. It really has really helped a lot of people. And along with her will be Josh and Adam Biggleson. Their father was Dr. Biggleson, and he did a lot of work, the same kind of work Dr. Model did with water, Dr. Biggleson did with blood. And they're able to diagnose many physical and spiritual conditions by looking at a person's blood in the electron microscope, and they'll be giving that presentation as well. It'll be at the fabulous Crystal Voyage Bookstore. That's on 38th Street, just not far from the Tacoma Mall, about 45 minutes to an hour to a half hour south of Seattle. I hope you can come. That'll be on September 1st from 6 p.m. To 10 p.m. Then on September 7th through the 12th, I'll be sponsoring another trip to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. Mount Shasta is a very special place. It's located in Northern California, about 250 miles from San Francisco, and it contains many portals and vortexes. It's considered the root chakra of the Earth, and the ancient Lemurian city of Telos is approximately 100 miles beneath the mountain. We'll be camping right next to the entrances to Telos and the Hollow Earth. And in June, when I went there last, about eight of us actually went into the Telos and met the people there. Another group went in last year when I took a group down there. We also encountered Sasquatches there as well. And at nighttime, we went up to the toward the top of Mount Shasta, and we could literally see all these UFOs flying in and out of the mountain for as long as we'd stayed there during the night. And it was clearly evidence of another very, very advanced civilization. From what my friends in the Hollow Earth tell me, the Telos is an ancient Lemurian city that was established about 12,500 years ago, when they say the Atlanteans destroyed much of planet Earth on the surface with nuclear weapons. But 25,000 Lemurians were able to escape from Lemuria to Mount Shasta and reestablish their civilization beneath the mountain. They have various cities beneath the surface of this planet, including a huge library they say is beneath Greece, and it's all connected in a shuttle system beneath the surface here. They're very advanced, very loving humans. They look just like us, and they're here to help us, and they're opening up to us now. So if you'd like an experience that's truly out of this world, I urge you to come. For information, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States or Canada toll-free at 1-888-879-8339, or on my cell at 509-750-9793. And with that, what I'd like to do is to bring on Master Lin from Taiwan. He's written some fascinating books. He's a very famous man in Asia for his profound spiritual insights as well as his charitable work. And I'd like to go ahead and we'll play that now. We'll come back at the end of his interview. Thank you so much, Eric, for playing this.
Hello, friends. I have a wonderful person on the telephone line with me today coming from Taiwan. It's Master Lin and his son, John. Master Lin is very famous in Taiwan and in China. A little bit about his background. For many years, he searched for a key to unlock the shackles, what he calls the shackles of the mind. He traveled all over the world to find a method or a technique that could solve humanity's problems and release our potentials. And that led him into consciousness and consciousness studies. And he's done, since that time, he's done a lot of charity work. He was very helpful in the great earthquake in Taiwan in 1999, in the great earthquake in Sichuan, China in 2008. He has written so many interesting publications, including one book is called Communication with the Mind. Another book is called Listen to the Voice of a Little Soul and Exploring the Children's Minds. Another book is about Aquarius, a story of a planet destroyed in ancient time and place that was made of water. And he has done a lot of work in water. He was good friends with Dr. Masaru Emoto before he passed away in 2014. And he's also a great supporter of the Emoto Peace Project. And Master Lin and his son John were both at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March of 2017 in Olympia, Washington. And I want to bring on his son John first. John, how are you doing today?
Yes, I'm fine. Doing fine.
Oh, good. Good. It's so good to have you here.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that both you and your father and all your friends could come to my conference in March of this year. Was this your first time to the United States?
Yes, it's my first time in the United States.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. A little bit about your dad's background. How long has he been doing his work?
Well, he's doing his work for like about 18 years.
Oh, wow.
To 20 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And he started as a Buddhist for 20 years to study all the Buddhist research.
Mm-hmm.
And after all the research, he figured out there's another way, there's a better way to look himself inside one person's inside.
Mm-hmm.
That he can reflect himself, not only reflect other people, but he can. One people can reflect his own by himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's his main work.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I really like Buddhism, and I have a lot of respect for him, for his work. Was he a Buddhist priest for 20 years, did you say?
Yes, he's studied for Buddhism for another 20 years as well.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Is your father there now?
Yes, he's right behind me.
Oh, wonderful. Please say hello to him for him and thank him so much
for
coming
Ted?
On. Hi, fine, Master Lin. I'm fine. It's it's so good to talk to you. It's so good to talk to you.
Yes, thank you.
I know one of the things we talked about when you were here in March, you said that there were six phases of water.
Yes. Yes.
And I know that most people are used to three phases of water, and you know, like solid state in when it's frozen, a liquid state, of course, then a gaseous state.
By our research and all the case that we have doing, that we have found out a lot of people have the same history on the one planet that is full of water. And that planet, there's six phases of water. The water have six phases that we share all the same history by our students.
Mm-hmm.
除了液态、固态跟气态之外, 还有一种就是果冻态, 另外一种是 凝胶态, 就像胶水一样, 会有粘着, 第六种状态是那种, 水晶态,
okay. And we find out this six phases of water that we all know is solid, gas, and liquid. That's our three phases of water, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And another four phase is jelly, like jello.
Oh, that's right.
The fifth one is kind of like glue. It can be really sticky and really strong. That can glue. That is like a glue.
Mm-hmm.
And the sixth phase is the crystal.
有关于像那个波拉克教授他发现的第四态，就非常接近我们讲的果冻态。
And about Dr. Bullock, who is in United States, study the water, the four phase of the water.
Oh, yeah.
His research showed up that the four phase of the water is exactly the same as the jello one, the jelly one.
Mm-hmm.
然后你跟他讲说，像凝胶态呢，在地球的物质上很容易看到，比如水泥跟沙子跟石头混在一起的时候，完全没有凝固的力量。但是加了水，水会在这当中释放出凝胶的状态，导致水泥跟沙子跟小石头凝固成混凝土，会变得非常坚固。
Okay. But the fifth phase of water we can often see in the earth as well.Because, for example, we have concrete that sand, rock, and add concrete, but they can't stick together. But if we add on water, the water will spread like a glue. That means the fifth phase of the water that will can stick to everything, that will can stick to the sand, stick to the rock, stick to the wall, and we can build a lot of buildings by the concrete.
另外一种水晶态呢，其实江本胜博士的实验里面已经很明显的充分展现出来，但那个部分是在水在结冰的过程中会呈现的一种现象。
Okay. And the sixth phase of the water is the crystal that Dr. Imoto-san is already figured out that the phase the crystal can be found by the emotion or the word.That we can form into a crystal.
所以目前，除了波拉克教授发现的水的第四态之外，其实第五态跟第六态还有待于人类的科学去发现它。
And Dr. Bullock is already figured out the fourth phase of the water, and the fifth and the sixth phase of water is still waiting for humanity to figure it out.And I think that's it.
Well, that's an incredible statement. Thank you so much, Master Lin, for sharing that with
me. 谢谢你的发表，然后这是很厉害的一个不一样的一个观点。
Yeah.
I want to tell you something very important.
我想告诉你一件很重要的事情。
Yes.
I had a person on my show last year named Stefano Di Matthias Di Stefano.
他说他去年有一个很厉害的一个访客来到他们的节目，叫 Stefano Di.
Okay.
He's a very interesting young man. He's about 30 years old.
他是三十岁的一个年轻人，很有意思的年轻人。
But he has memories, detailed memories of living in Atlantis 13,000 years ago.
他说他有一个很清楚的一个回忆是他住在亚特兰提斯过。
Oh, yeah.
And during the Atlantean civilization,
在这个亚特兰提斯的文明里面，
they recognized the different phases of water.
他们也找到不同面向的水。
Much like your six phases of water.
就如同你刚刚讲的六个形态的水。
Good.
And they used different phases of water.For storing information.
他们用第六种形态的水来储存他们的文化的讯息，
就是我们讲的水晶态。
That's exactly like the crystal, the six phases of water that is doing the work.
Correct.
因为水晶态它是有记忆的功能，储存讯息的功能。
Because the crystal, you can use as a memory, USB sticker.
Well,
那你说江本胜博士为什么他在对水讲话或看文字，水会呈现结晶状态？就是 它在进行记忆的功能。
By Dr. Immortal-sans, his research that he figured out when we put in water as a word or a sound or a music or a language, that he can transform, that water can transform into a different shape of crystal that is storing the memory as well.
其实未来人类如果懂得这个原理的话，那么水结晶这个部分呢，是可以带给人类的科学一个非常大的一个要件。
If humanity know how to control the crystal by using as a memory, that we can store a lot of information or our civilization's information into the crystal as well.
I want to tell you something very important.
他想要告诉你很重要的事情。
Okay.
I have been talking to Professor Einstein now for the last 2 years.
他说他这两年一直在跟爱因斯坦有所对话。嗯、
I'm a psychic, and I was very fortunate to be able to talk to him. I've been talking to Professor Einstein and other people on the other side as well.
他本身是个泰德本身是个灵媒，然后他最近子很幸运的能够跟爱因斯坦有接上话。
Yeah, good.
He told me to tell. He said that he was looking for scientists and people here on the Earth.To do research in the memory of water.
他说爱因斯坦告诉他说，他正在寻找地球上的一个比较科学家来做研究，就是关于把讯息跟文化讯息融入在水里面。
And
yes.
And Matthias Di Stefano said the same thing, that the Atlanteans would use water as memory. That's why.You don't find any books written in from Atlantis 12,000 years ago. They stored everything in the water.
他说就是他去年认识的那个年轻人，他说他是很有意思的年轻人，因为他就是告诉我们说水是可以储存讯息的。那所以亚特兰提斯在这么大庞大的文明却没有留下任何书籍文章。
Professor Einstein said that the molecular structureof this water, special water storage, is H2O3.
他说在水的这个爱因斯坦有说到水里面的一个不一样的分子，就是去创造这样的一个讯息结构的时候，它的分子会变成 H2O3.
Yeah.
The extra oxygen molecules allow the water to retain, have memory.
他说这个第三份的氧就是 H2O3 这个样、mm-hmm. 是能够允许水去激发它的那个记忆性。
Now, Professor Einstein, if you would like to do research into this water memory, Professor Einstein can help you.
他说如果你希望继续把这个水的分子给它剖析出来，爱因斯坦也很希望能够助你一臂之力。
OK, 的问题是他如何协助我们。
That's really glad to hear that. But how we can get support from Einstein?
Very simple. He said to think me as think of me, Ted, as a telephone.
Ah, 把 Ted 当作一个那个电话。
Oh, I see.
Anytime you want to talk to him, just call me, and he can talk to you now if you like.
他说任何你想要告诉爱因斯坦的事情，你都直接打给他就可以了。那他现在也可以跟你对话。
你说我们目前有规划一个课程，就是叫做唤醒水意识的一个课程。
OK，
那我们想也让学员了解这个概念，希望在未来在每个国家不同的湖边，那么带起这个课程，能够唤醒水的意识。
All right, Master Lin says he.At the meantime, he is giving a course that is telling a student about the important thing about the water. Mm-hmm. And this course is... 这是什么样的一个课程？
就是唤醒生命的水意
识。To wake up the meaning, the life meaning of the water, the course, the course name.
Mm-hmm.
因为我们人体本身就有70%的水，那这个地球也是有70%的水，那我认为人体的水跟地球的水是有连接的。
It's a very cool very coincidence is about humanity's body. We have 70% of water, but at the planet Earth, there's over 70% of the water. That's very coincidence. That there must be a connection,
yes,
by the Earth with the humanity.
Yes, I think you are
right. 所以如果能够让人类的水跟地球的水达到某一种连结的时候，对地球跟人类全体的提升会有一个很大的帮助跟唤醒。
And we hope that we can connect humanity into the Earth by connecting by the water. And
yes,
by that doing this, we actually can raise people's mind and also the environment.With the earth as well.
Right, right. Master Lin?
Yes.
I've been a psychic. I've been in touch with the other side for the past 23 years.
23年来都是在做灵媒这个工作。
Yeah, good.
And I talk to Dr. Emoto a lot.
他说江本胜也跟他有一些对话。
Yes.
And he has a message for you.
他说他有一个讯息想要给你。
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he appreciates you so much for all the support you have given his office.
他说很感谢你在过去这几年来他走了之后的一个对他的那个公司的一个支持和他研究的支持。
Yeah.
And he knows Professor Einstein on the other side.
他说他加满森博士跟爱因斯坦在另一边也都在关注这件事情。
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Emoto is saying...that this water molecule, the H2O3, is very important for water memory.
他说江本森博士说，那个 H2O3 也是一个非常重要的一个分子结构去研究。
There is a way you can create this molecule, and it can be used to build an organic computer based and have far more capability for storage capabilities.
他说只要善用运用这个分子结构的第三。O3 这个分子结构的话、mm-hmm. 你可以打造出一个非常强而有力的超级电脑、
And、yeah. the other thing I want to tell you is that I am also in touch with the people of the what's called the Hollow Earth、
他说他也希望能够让你知道说他也在跟地心人有所连接
Yes, yes
They have computers、they have computers, but they are organic water-based computers.
他说他们地心也有那个电脑科技，但他们电脑是比较属于有机体的科有机体的一个器材，而不是像我们一般的机械。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their main base is below Mount Shasta in Northern California.
Shasta. 他说他们的那个有一些出入口跟他们的电脑对加州跟加拿大那里。
And
yes.
they are part of a civilization that was called Lemuria, and they went to below Mount Shasta about 12,000-13,000 years ago.
在12万年前，在跟地心有一个连接的那个一个文明叫做
列穆尼亚。
对，列穆尼亚。
I know.
They have been cleaning up a lot of the radiation around Fukushima and Japan.
他说他这个文明虽然已经退到地心里面来了，但是他们在福州那个日本那个大地震的那个辐射线过后，他们也是致力去倾力去协助日本的清理辐射线的工作。
They're telling me two things to tell you. Number one,
哪件事想跟你讲
？They are not going to let us commit suicide and kill ourselves with radiation.
他们不会让人们去产生慢性自杀，用辐射线或其他的电波。
And number two, you have some very powerful spirits, including Dr. Emoto and Professor Einstein, who want to help you with your research.
他说第二项就是想告诉你的是说，你现在有两个非常强大的灵体在，协助你做你的那个课程跟研究，那就是爱因斯坦跟江本森博士。
Yes, yes.
And you can use me, Ted, as a telephone to them if you want.
他说你也可以善用 Ted 当做一个电话来跟所有的不同的灵体做连接。
Okay, thank you.
Yes, my pleasure. If you want, I can give you specific areas of what to research where you will find good answers.
他说这是他的荣幸能够 成为你他你跟他们的一个媒介。嗯，如果你希望的话，他也可以给你一个指定的一个方向。
嗯哼。
If you like,
yeah,
John, I can
hope.
I can do that.
他说他可以做到这样的事情。
Okay, okay, thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure. You do a lot of wonderful work, Master Lin.
他说你做了很多很棒的研究跟课程。
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure. And I remember when I met you at Professor Pollock's house in March.
他记得他在三月份的时候在波拉克教授的那个家庭聚会见到你的时候。
Yes.
You talked a little bit about a water planet. Where did we come from, a water planet? Could you tell me more, please?
他说他想要去了解更多跟水月星的事情，因为在波拉克教授的那个家，你好像只有提到一点点。
Yes， 你说我们之所以今天会来到这个地球，有这么多人对水做这些的实验跟研究，其实都有来自于共同的一个因缘。
On the planet Earth, there's a lot of people doing research or study on the water, and All this research or professor or doctor, they share the same history.
那么这一定是过去我们也曾经在不同的星球有了共同的一个使命，而在那个星球我们这份使命并没有完成，所以我们今天共同有这样的波动，共同因为这样的波动而相聚在一起。
All these different kind of researcher,They, as a past life, they as a different kind of planet, they have a mission to finish the study work of the water, but they can't finish. They didn't finish.
Oh.
But in the meantime, because we share all the same mission and the same history, we come to the Earth, we continue our work to finish our mission that we have given us.
那么也就是说，我们曾经来自一个共同的星球，就是我讲的水月星。因为在这个星球确实整个都是水，而且当时这个星球上面所研究的水呢，是远远超过目前人类目前的研究。
Where this come from is come from a water planet that is full of water. That all different kind of water already be studied and already be figured out all the research.And it's all completed. But after the planet is destroyed, we actually want to rebuild the planet. So we keep study how to use the water to rebuild the planet. That give us a mission. That give us the same history that come to Earth, continue our work.
我可以针对那个星球的各种状态做一些说明。我先从建筑形态来讲解好了。
I can give you some idea about the water planet.
Yes.
We can start from the building that is made in water planet.
以那个星球的建筑形态来讲，就是水的六角结晶的一种形态，有一点很像是蜂巢那个结构。所以在那样的结构之下，并不需要任何的柱子或者是梁，所以它可以做到一个。很大的一个跨距，就是距离。
Okay. And the building at the planet that is like a hexagonal. Hexagonal.
Hexagonal. Yes, I understand.
Yes. They have six angle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's kind of like a bee house, but it's much bigger. But inside we can have.By using the hexagonal, we can build a very strong and very solid building by using this kind of structure.
因为目前的地球的建筑结构都是以柱子跟梁为结构体，其实这是一个很不科学的建筑概念，因为它没办法盖得太大。
Okay. You can see our planet Earth, our building is made of like.Sticks or made of like using I'm sorry, I'm looking up the word. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's okay, John. That's all right.
Like a square.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and it's all tall, mm-hmm. and it's all very high, but we can't make the building very strong mm-hmm. if we have an earthquake or any kind of desire that can easily break out building as well.
Mm-hmm.
像目前地球上有一种建筑结构是那种像巨蛋，它的那个巨蛋的那个屋顶的结构就非常类似当时那个水月星的建筑结构的模式。
And some designer at the planet Earth is studying to figure out how we can make the building stronger and using the same way ofthe water planet, that is like a dome. That is like we make a very big dome that we can actually hold up a building that make a building very strong as well.
只是那时候在水月星的话，它的用水的那个六角结晶的模式可以盖住非常多样的建筑，而是非常轻的，不是像地球的建筑这么的重。
At the water planet as well, we use the water for our material that made the building very light, not like the planet Earth. We use rock and stone or concrete that we build our building that is so heavy that we cannot easily to change our shape.
那另外一个来讲就是说，那边的像刚刚讲的电脑计算机这个概念的话，他们确实是用水的结晶来做储存记忆用的。其实这个技术也是后来水月星毁灭之后，当时的族人呢来到了地球，形成了亚特兰提斯文明。所以他刚刚讲那个年轻人，确实他的记忆是对的，因为亚特兰提斯的电脑的储存方式就是用水结晶的记忆方式而已。
At the planet.We use the water for our computer by using the crystal to store our memory as well.
That's it.
And after the planet is being destroyed, some parts of our people sent to Earth, and they rebuild a new civilization that is Atlantis. Atlantic, I'm sorry, Atlantic. And the young man that you just told us that you have interviewed,that he share a same memory of Atlantic that they use the supercomputer by using the water to remembering the old civilization that is right connect to the same history as well.
然后那个星球的太空科技来讲，他们的太空船不像人类需要实体的太空船。也是用水分子结构的一种模式。先解释的。
And the spacecraft that we use as the water planet is not like the Earth. We use rocket or fuel to be our engine. We use water. As water, being water, we can actually shape ourselves into a very solid spacecraft.That we can help us transfer into different kind of planet as well.
然后他们跟各个星球往返的太空船呢，并不需要速度来解决，而是他们利用空间的转换，达到星际旅行的可能。
If you want to go to a different planet for visiting, it's not matter by the speed, it's only the space to change.It's only the space around you that you can change into different planet. So it's not no problem with the speed. There's no need for the speed.
另外那边的家庭成员呢，像男女之间，他们是用光的波动来感应对方的，跟他的就是不像人类的结婚模式，而是。我身上的光跟对方身上的光会达到某一种共鸣的时候，我就会很清楚知道对方是我的伴侣。
Okay. The family that we made in the planet is not like the Earth family. We have to get married. We have to know each other. We have to, there's a father, there's a mother. So there's a family holding up. The water planet, the family that we can hold up is by the reconnection.
It's okay. Reconnection?
Mm-hmm. Resonance.
Resonance.
Yes, resonance. By resonance, by inside our body, there's a light that we have. We just find out who share the same light with us. And that means we share the same idea. By the share the same idea, we can actually hold up a family. That we have to looking back to our Earth people. If we don't share the same idea, how we can get married as well?
然后结婚之后，这两个伴侣就是他们会，生出的小孩子，那个当时我们称为水宝宝，也就是它是一个水球的一个形状。那水球的中央有一个非常微弱的光体。
The family at the planet world of the water.When they have baby, the baby we call is the like water baby. But as the water baby bursts out, it have a very few, like very, very small of light, very weak of light.
然后这个水宝宝它的成长过程当中必须由母亲喂予大量的水跟光。
And what the baby can eat is by mother give the baby a lot of water, love, and the light to raise up the baby.
其实人类目前的精子跟卵子结合，那个卵子目前人类也发现卵子本身含的99%的水，而只有1%是真正的精子而已。
By the humanity, the Earth people, the humanity,When the male have a sperm, that by the sex, the sperm actually hold up over 99% of water. That is very cool instant, because the people is made of water as well.
所以，人类目前其实生产的过程当中，因为人类吃的食物并不是100%都是水。所以导致人类的水分会在这个当中逐渐的衰减。
What we eat at the planet Earth is we eat not only water, but we eat a lot of solid food like meat or vegetable or different kind of solid food that actually lower our water of percentage in ourselves, in our body, that we cannot live.By only water.
那么其实，在那个星球，很多人他们也会做错事情。那因为做错事情之后，他们内心的那个光体呢会越来越微弱，或者身上的水会有脏的感觉。
In the water planet, there's people doing crime or doing mistake as well. That's not all perfect, but When one is doing a wrong thing, the light of his body will getting really, really weak, and the water is not that pure anymore.
所以当时在那个星球有一个机构，就是他会建议你，因为你有这样的状况的时候呢，他们会需要帮你做个净化。也就是说，经过这个机构的净化之后，这个人又好像重生一样。他的过去的不愉快的经验或是隐瞒的事件等等的会因此而消失。
Alright. And if one people is doing a crime and his light is weak and his water is not pure, there's a organization in the planet that you can go into and the organization will help you to re-understand what you have done to help you to clear your water, to clear your light, to make you strong again.
后来就是太多人一直犯错了，而人们不太希望去这个机构做进化，所以呢，人们就开始隐瞒、掩饰自己身上的光跟水的杂质，所以就创造了衣服来做掩饰。
And because a lot of people is doing the wrong thing or doing a mistake or doing a crime, the people didn't want to be true, to be find out, and they don't want to go to the organization as well. And people starting to covering his own light or covering his water because it's not pure anymore, it's not strong light anymore. So people start wearing clothes to dress up to cover his own crime.
某个层面来讲，人类的衣服在那个时候的意思是掩饰自己的缺点，而不是穿美观的。但后来因为这样的衣服演变成目前我们人类当作穿美观的用。
At the water planet, we dress up not because for good looking, it's for covering our crime or mistake. But the same memory that we bring up to the earth, we earth people dress up for good looking, but we share the same history as back that time.
那么在那个星球，很多的不同的形体存在，因为水它很多样，它可以液态当中可以变成不同的造型，所以那时候的生命形态其实是非常多样的，但基本上都是水。
There's a lot of species in the water planet. You can find a different kind of animal, or different kind of shape of people, or different kind of form of animal. But we all share the same water. Our body is made of water, so we can form into any different kind of things that we want.
Master,
后来人类这种形体是当时那边的人最喜欢的一种造型，所以当时在水域星的那个人类的形体来讲的话，他们是很瘦高的，就是很高很瘦很长，而且身体完全是呈现透明果冻的状态。
The earth people that we use for our humanity, our body shape, is back that time is the most popular shape that we want to be in, to form into the human body shape. That's a very popular shape back that time. So we use the very tall or very thin body as the water form into the body that we bring back to the planet Earth that made us human look like the same way as well.
Wow. 那么在那个星球也是有不同的族群，其实总共有108个族群，就好像目前地球有200多个国家一样的原理。
In the water planet, there's all different kind of people. It's over 108 kind of people. It's like a human, like us people. We over 200 countries that share all different kind of people as well.
John, can I ask Master Lin a question?
他说想问你一个问题。
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. I've been told that the human race here, humanity on this planet, actually, we all came from Lyra.
How do you spell that?
L-Y-R-A, Lyra.
Y-R-A.
And we were aquatic. Is this, what is the name of the planet you're talking about? Is it Lyra? Or another planet?
他说你的那个水月星是天琴座吗？因为他有接到一些消息，就是说很多部分的人们都是来自天琴座的。
我们没办法知道当时是属于哪个星座，因为这是一个非常久远的一个星球，后来因为它毁灭不在了，所以没办法去确定它属于哪一个星座之一的。对。
Okay. Because the planet is very very long history. At that time, we don't know what the Earth people will call it a name. So it's, the planet is made of water and it's already been destroyed. So we are not sure it's the same Zara that you were telling me about, because at that time, there's no Earth people to name the planet as well.
I see.
如果听星座来讲，应该是织女星确定是这个星座之一，而织女星跟当时的织女星跟当时的水月星是有很多的沟通往返。
OK。
织女。
OK， 我想一下。
这边有，是不
是有？哦、oh, ，OK， 好。And if you are talking about Alpha Lara or Alpha Lari,、mm-hmm. the planet at that time is actually have a civilization as well, and we do a lot of training, do a lot of communicate and do a lot of transfer.
Wow.
At that time with Alpha Lari as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. I want to thank you so much for sharing. This is incredible information.
他说他很高兴你能跟他分享这些资讯，因为这是一个很漂亮的资讯。
这是我的荣幸。
It's our pleasure.
其实有关这个星球还有非常非常多的内容。那我在我的《水月星》这本书里面有非常完整的把这些内容写出来。未来也希望这些书可以转成英文，让更多的希望人士能够了解。
Okay, and the lots of different kind of story or different kind of information that we have been written into a book that is called The Water Planet that we show up last this year, March, into your concert, right? And we really hope the book being translated into English and we can share with you all the information that we already have and share all the story.That is happening back that time.
Oh, I would love a copy of that, and I hope you can. I sincerely hope you can get it translated into English. That would be wonderful.
He said he really hopes to have a copy of the English version of this book. He hopes that people can translate it into
English. Yeah.
And yes, we are translating the book as well.
Oh, wonderful. You
know, we now actually have an English version out, but the content of the book is still being verified.因为我们知道一旦出去了就是确定了。
Okay. And we already have a few copies of the English book that we already translate, but we're still getting a lot of detail confirming because Chinese word with the English word is kind of different、
sure.
by using、
oh, I understand.
Different culture. Yes,、
oh,
so、
sure.
we are trying to make sure、
yeah.
everything is exactly the same with the original because once we publish,It's published, so we cannot take
sure.
back.
Sure.
而且未来我们也希望这本水月星的内容可以拍成电影，让更多的地球人类透过这样的影片，能够唤醒内在的那份水的觉知。
And we really hope that maybe someone that will make the Water Planet into a movie、
oh.
that we can show Earth people.How the thing or the story going up at that time.
I know some directors who might be able to help you.
He said he knows some directors who might be able to help you. Maybe they will be interested in this.
Oh, good.
Yeah. John and Master、
yes.
Lin, I'm so sorry, but I think I'm running out of time here. I wish I had more time today. But I have an idea. I will、
yes.
write you about an idea. I'd like to maybe create a group with you and Matthias Di Stefano and some other scientists about doing research on water memory, and then I can give you ideas from Professor Einstein and Dr. Moto on what to pursue if you like.
他说他就之前有提到那个年轻人，还有一些其他他认识的一些水的科学家。那他希望能够联合你们这些研究水的人们。去一起共同出版一本书或写一个论文、
哦、
然后他们一起去把它弄出来这样子他希望能够有这样的一个想法跟你分享
OK it's a good idea
OK all right I'll follow up with an email this weekend and Master Lin I'm so sorry I've run out of time But I want to thank
you. I know. I understand.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so happy you could come on my radio show today. This is out of this world, and I'm so glad that you could come on today. Thank you so much for coming on today, Master Lin. I appreciate it, and John, too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. 谢谢. Okay.
谢谢.
谢谢.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 谢谢, of course, in Chinese means goodbye. But or thank you. But anyway, that was a fascinating interview I had with Master Lin. He's very widely respected in Asia. And if you are in Taiwan, I urge you to visit him there and his school. With that, 1 week from today, I'll be having a very special program on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and a healing program for both those tragic events where many, many people were killed by the atomic bombs there. And with that, what I'd like to do is to bring some angelic help to help heal that area. And my wonderful friend, Jerry Bedlington, he has a spiritual practice that helps bring in angels to help people with any situation. His website is angelteamhealing.com. And Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am there, Ted. Great. Thanks for letting me be with you today.
So good to have you here. I was going to wait until next week to start to bring you on and start talking about this, but I thought we've got 5 minutes, we might as well start doing it today. You specialize in team healing, angels bringing in, and of course Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's the anniversary will be happening. I believe Hiroshima was on the 6th, if I'm not mistaken, and Nagasaki was on the 9th of August. So it's the anniversary is coming right up. But go ahead, Jerry. I'd love to have bring your angels in.
Gotcha. Okay, Ted. Right, hologram for the radio audience. I'm going to pull holograms. They're like little, let's call them like a massive television set in front of Ted. He's going to view it, the angels as I work and explain to you folks what he sees as the angels go in and engage in the situations we're going to deal with. Guys, right hologram, give us a visual. Do we have individual souls still left in these two places? Show me, guys, that are traumatized by the bomb. What do you see there, Ted?
Thousands of souls who are still traumatized. Thousands, yeah.
God.
Tens of thousands God. Traumatized.
Guys, give me all teams in here. Transition teams, let's switch into that modality. I want you to engage each of these souls. Two transition teams for each soul. Engage them in gold, light, and love. Freeze them in love of the Creator, and let's take them home, guys. And give me a count of 20 on that. Let's take them all home. The Creator waits their presence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. What's that look like there? Are they moving them?
Yeah, they are.
Getting them
all
home?
Yeah, they're showing the path to the light. So for those souls who are still lost from those tragic bombs dropping, that they can find the light and find their way home to the Supreme Being.
Gotcha.
So,
guys, give me tracker teams in here. Track down any souls that may have gotten out of the area that we are not seeing, and make sure we engage them in gold, light, and love, and bring them back into the field. So they can go home too. Give me count of 15 on trackers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Do we pick some up that got out of the area?
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. You sure did.
God.
Yeah, you sure
Guys,
did.
Guys, go ahead and two teams for each of these individuals, take them home. Guys, if they need to build the Temple of Light for rehabilitation, take them all there first and get their rehabilitation going in place for them. Give me a count of 10 on that, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How's that look?
Yeah, much, much better. Much, much, much better. You've given a real service to these people. I have to tell you, too, I had a similar thing happen to my aunt, great aunt, who ended up in the Holocaust in Nazi Germany.
Oh.
And her soul was lost from 1942 all the way to 1999 when I finally psychically, it's a long story how I contacted her, but then sent her
onto
the light. Yeah, but I know that with a tragedy such as Nagasaki and Hiroshima, that there are a lot of spirits who are discombobulated. Well, I'd love to have you on a week from today. We'll be having a special program on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. We'll be doing healing then. And Jerry,
okay.
I hope you can come on a week from today.
I'll be there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we'll talk about it off air after we get off. But thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. I've had really a fascinating show. And next week we'll be on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So it'll be a healing program for both those events. So I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy day. Again, thank you so much for listening today. And I hope you have a fantastic and happy weekend. Bye-bye, everyone.